miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
What was the Lewis Black movie when he was stuck in an airport?
Unaccompanied Minors.
Yeah, that was his kid's movie.
That was just like a weather-related thing, wasn't
it? Yeah, snowed in.
Yeah.
Snowed in a bunch of
COVID.
Kids.
They weren't running from COVID.
He was the villain.
Yeah, he was the villain. He was the angry villain.
Yeah, he was like the airport manager.
Oh, there's a ton of kids that are going to remember him from that, for sure. There was a great – I saw this great interview it was on Ellen yesterday. It was my wife had it on, but Justin Timberlake was on. He's got a new movie coming out where he plays a ex-con and he has to raise this like.
I saw the trailer. It looks really good.
Yeah, well, they had the kid on the show, and the kid's like 8 or 9 or something like that, maybe a little younger than that actually, but somewhere in that age. And then him online, and Ellen, they're all zooming in. Ellen goes, "Did you know who Justin was before the movie?" And the guy, kid, goes, "No clue." He goes, "No clue." He goes, "My mom knew who he was, but I had no clue." It was just hilarious how he said that. But you're right. People only predict people in that, like people, a bunch of kids grew up watching Lewis in that movie, as the bad guy in Unaccompanied Minors.
And they recognize him from Inside Out as well.
Right.
The voice of anger.
Yeah. Now we're due to maybe talk to Lou, which it wasn't going to happen, but he's getting a shot. We don't know if the shot's going to affect him or not.
He said normally he doesn't have any problem with those things, so more than likely we'll be fine.
Cool. After the show on Friday, we're going to record a podcast-only episode with Lewis Black so he can swear. All right.
Oh, I got to watch some kids' movies over the weekend, too. Because the grand boy is big on Moana.
Oh.
It's tolerable. Right. As kids' movies go, it's tolerable.
Yeah, I can see where, it's colorful. It's island.
Well, you were high, right?
No, I was not. I was over at
their
place.
Oh, it was colorful. Oh, you were their place.
Visiting. I was at their place visiting because I don't have the Disney Plus, although if he visits more often, I may have to get it.
Of course you will, yeah.
But I did notice in the credits at the end, Villager number one is voiced by Troy Polamalu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice. All right. Yeah, it's all Pacific Islanders.
Oh, yeah. Well, good. You can't give a white guy that gig.
No. In fact, I think most of the cast is Pacific Islanders.
Really? Troy's in that? I know he's still in the commercials now with your boy Mahomes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Talking about their cool hair.
The hair.
Right. Oh, okay. I like the red pen. Craig has switched out the notes. Since COVID, Craig is sitting a little further from me now.
Yeah, so we have the red pen, and I think it's helpful.
It helps because usually I used to read you upside down. Now
right.
Now too far away, I can't read you upside
right.
down. And usually you just do it in your pen, and I can see it. But now you're further away, and I get this big, big red note.
I think you need bigger cue cards, though.
Yeah.
But only Tyler needs to see it.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's something I need to see, I'm going to need a bigger cue card.
Okay.
I can't see that far.
Okay. Well, I can write bigger, too.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm always surprised in the office here.
Yeah.
So what? I used to be able to see sometimes when you would write down on the desk. Now.
Oh, now you're you're surprised like the audience.
I see there's a paper being held up, but who knows what's on it.
Well, you could hold it up to the camera.
No.
That's spoil the fun.
What's the point?
Yeah, what's the point?
You may remember the Olympic gymnast Shawn Johnson.
It makes my taco pop.
There you go. The sign said taco pop.
It makes my taco pop.
I think she said that about the uneven bars.
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, the
pommel horse.
No, the one where you walk up and down.
A balance beam.
Balance beam. Thank you.
Ah.
Thank you, Todd. That would make your taco
pop.
Oh,
yeah. That'll pop.
You fall.
That'll pop your taco.
It makes my taco pop.
There you go. What about her?
It's her birthday today. She's 29.
All right. She's short.
She is short.
It is also Dolly Parton's birthday today.
Oh, who's also short.
Short.
But not gymnast short.
Dolly Parton is
I don't know,
75
man.
Today. And you can see her all over the place.
I'm saying Dolly's taller.
Who's taller, Dolly Parton or gymnast Shawn Johnson?
It makes my taco pop.
I bet the gymnast is barely 5 feet. 5'1", maybe.
Now, we're measuring Dolly from the top of her head, not her hair, obviously.
Yeah.
Dolly's really short. This is one of those things, though, I don't want to pick against the gymnast.
Exactly.
Because Shawn Johnson, They're all short, but she's really short.
This is the polar opposite of the giant situation.
Shawn Johnson is like a 5-footer, and Dolly Parton is 5'1" and 1/4 inch.
Yeah, I was going to say 5'3", maybe.
We could even lose this, but I'm not going to do the under the giant stuff. I will pick the gymnast as shortest. What do you guys all
think? I'm saying Shawn Johnson Parton is taller.
So. And again, the game is who's taller, so you announce who's taller.
Dolly Parton is taller.
Okay. Dolly Parton is taller.
Dolly Parton is taller.
Four Dollies over here, and one Shawn Johnson.
It makes my taco pop.
Dolly Parton checks in at 5 feet even.
Uh-oh.
I don't like it.
You could be 5'1 and be a gymnast
easily.
She could
be 4'11", too.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we might have lost
this. Yeah, this is troubling.
Troubling is the key word. Go ahead, Craig. Give it
to Shawn Johnson. 4'11".
Yeah!
You don't pick against
good
the
game.
Gymnast.
She was 5 feet until her taco popped. And then you lose a little height that way.
It makes my taco pop.
She deflated a little bit. Yeah.
Who's older, Dolly Parton or Paula Deen?
Oh,
good I one. Expect y'all to get all the this one as well.
Whose heart is older, Paula Deen?
Oh, Dolly Parton. Yeah, Paula Deen's not 75. Paula Deen's not 75, so.
Yeah, I'd say Dolly.
Dolly.
Dolly Parton's older.
Paula Deen is 74.
Oh, yes.
2-0.
You guys aren't catching up today.
Not falling further behind either, though.
Todd's on my ass.
And he's right behind you on the leaderboard.
Bush is right behind him.
It's a real centipede situation going on.
Wait, you're ahead of me?
Yeah.
Yeah, not far.
Son of a bitch.
And everything. Who's taller, who's older, and combined? And that gives you. And by the way, that's and you got 9 extra ones and combined because I can't play who's cooler.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, actually, yeah. I didn't even think about that.
So we need to play who's cooler more if you want to catch up with him. Is what he's saying.
That really wouldn't count.
So that's some of the players that had Phil Spector in our Deadpool. Some of the 35 players that had the 81-year-old Phil Spector in our Deadpool. I don't even know what this one means. It's the hocus pocus, your girls. I can't even figure that one out.
Right.
It's like the license plate that you can't figure out.
Got it.
Got no idea on this one. Something about a
like
focus, I
butter
guess.
For
I don't
butter
know.
For Wego.
Yeah, I don't. The hookah smoking caterpillar gets a hit. How many hits do I have, Ray?
Oh,
68.
It's a career list.
Yeah.
Kellyanne Conway's O face gets a hit. Nancy Grace is leaking cans.
Bill Maher had her on.
That was terrible.
Why?
And he got abused the next day socially on social media.
You should. Are they buddies?
They were from back in the day. She was on Politically Incorrect.
That's
apparently.
What I thought.
But it was crap. It was crap. You can't, after all this crap, after Bill Maher warned us for 4 years, what we already knew, that Trump was dangerous, that this was horrible. The very first time Bill Maher's back, he has Kellyanne Conway just spewing crap and didn't even challenge her that much.
Well, you can't book those people because...
They just lie.
You know they're going to lie. You know they're going
to
spin.
And she lied there. And she wouldn't answer the question about Trump being mean to everybody else either.
There was nothing informative or insightful that she said.
None.
Nothing.
None.
It's a waste of a guess.
Nothing.
You can't just turn around and let people... redeem themselves before it's even over. I don't think ever you can let these people redeem themselves, but right away, she's allowed to be on Bill Maher and redeem herself.
At least Ann Coulter, when he has her on, will she acknowledge facts.
Right.
You know? But yeah, I was so pissed when I saw that she was going to have her.
I watched it in real time, too, so I couldn't, I mean, in real time, excuse me. I watched it live, and so I couldn't zoom through it, but I was just pissed off.
It was useless.
Yeah.
And Nick Sucks, play Carrot Top.
I don't have any Carrot Top jokes. They're usually visual.
Yeah, it's a pretty visual thing going on with the Carrot Top there.
He's kind of a prop guy.
Nick Sucks, play Carrot Top. Yeah, I had him wait until you're here for that one, Nick.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
And we have a new leader guy, some York guy or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, I think Carrot Top has a rough time with the albums.
Yeah. Hey, I saw a great thing, Nick, you'll appreciate because you're buying albums now. It said The reason vinyl sounds better is music was better then. I think that's the actual meme. I think I might have read the meme wrong.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that because there's a lot of old, there's a bunch of albums I want to get that I had on CD when I was in high school.
There you go.
And I just wish that would have been, it would have been nice if like vinyl would have been the format
at the
throughout.
Time. Yeah, yeah.
Now I got to get all these Stone Temple Pilots albums on vinyl.
Exactly.
I got Core.
Nice.
Federal authorities are warning that groups could move away from the social media when plotting crimes. The FCC issued a notice saying that there is chatter that certain groups are hoping to turn to amateur radio.
Oh, the old ham radio is back, huh?
Yeah.
Jesus. How about CBs?
Yes.
What's your handle?
That too.
What's your handle there, Smokey Bear?
The old walkie-talkie.
Citizen band radios, family radio service, walkie-talkies, and general mobile radio service.
You can still hear guys do racist stuff over that, too.
Oh, yeah.
You just tune in and say, hey, these guys are racist. They're talking back and forth, and they're planning something. What the hell?
Well, you can't do that.
Because those are the public airwaves.
Oh, yep. That's right.
Citizen the FCC radio, has that.
Right, and ham radio are the public airwaves.
Yeah, you are prohibited from using those kinds of radios in connection with any activity that is against federal, state, or local law.
Breaker one now, what's your handle there?
Yeah, because technically it was like illegal to swear over the Citizens Band radio.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We used to do that all the time.
Yeah, we were rebels like that,
too. I was just a dick, actually.
Yeah. I think the smartest criminals broadcast where they're moving to plot their crimes.
That's right. And then they film it on all their phones.
Yeah.
All their phones.
We're not online anymore, but check us out on the ham radio.
There's a douchebag.
Can't these people just call each other?
Yeah, they all know. They're all racist, you know. And they are, by the way. That was the last gasp of angry racists there we saw at the Capitol last week. Not the last gasp. They're going to keep going out there. But you know.
You're right, Nick. Why couldn't they just call each other?
Right.
They can't monitor that.
No.
No.
Or can they?
Well, you want everyone to be able to know. You want everyone to be able to see. I mean, you know, taking a time out to call 1,000 people is going to be an issue.
You're going to call Daryl and his other brother, Daryl.
Couldn't you send a group text to 4,000 people?
Apparently not.
I love the fact that people thinking, and there are people that actually think this. You've seen these people talk. Well, yeah, I was in there, and I was walking around yelling, but, you know, I don't want to be arrested.
I didn't do anything.
I know.
You did.
They're literally saying that. They feel like I didn't really do. We just were there walking around.
And that's a crime.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, don't you think there were just a few dopes that wandered in?
And bust them. Yes, I guarantee there were a few dopes that wandered in.
They're just, this door's open.
But arrest them. Arrest them. You know?
Yeah, D.C. is not a town where you can just walk into any open door you find. Right. Sometimes it'll end up bad for you.
Right.
I mean, I saw that yesterday. They reported on a guy who was, he was legitimately going to work in D.C., worked for a security firm, but had to go through some of the checkpoints to get to where he needed to be for work, and he forgot that he had his personal gun in the car.
Busted.
And he got arrested.
Right, he did.
I mean, he wasn't there to plot anything, but yeah, you can't do that.
No.
Facebook says they are temporarily banning ads for weapon accessories. They say they already prohibit ads for weapons, ammunition, and weapon enhancements like silencers, but now they're going to prohibit ads for accessories like gun safes, vests, and gun holsters in the United States. The ban will last until at least Friday.
Oh, they're really going all out.
Oh, yeah. Really committed to that.
Did you hear the story that, the Twitter one. Since they banned Trump from Twitter, disinformation has been down 73% in the United States, which means, to me, disinformation is another term for lies.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, disinformation is down 73%. Twitter and Facebook.
Is that just because of him, or because a lot of people who follow him left too?
Well, probably, but he was a catalyst. It was a catalyst that he, yeah, you know.
That's a lot.
That's 73%.
According to a report from British Insurance Comparison,
didn't stop your aunt though. Whoever has her aunt out there.
Oh, you can still get your crap. I'm sure.
Yeah.
According to a report from British insurance comparison company Moneybeats, they looked at Google search data in 109 countries, And the top food-related query that people entered throughout 44 nations, pizza takeaway. The top food-related.
Yeah, because even if it's bad pizza, it's pretty good pizza. Yeah.
44 pizza countries. Good. The second most popular search term, food-related, Chinese food, right. And then sushi.
Yeah, sushi's huge, obviously.
Now, worldwide, you know, then it's fish and chips comes in fourth place, and fried chicken, and Indian, Korean, Thai, you know, that sort of thing. Farther on down the list.
Sounds like my U-porn list you're reading right there.
No, you've got a U-porn list already there.
In front of all those.
Yeah.
What kind of porn is fish and chips? That's weird, dude.
It's British.
Google it. Thank you.
I don't want to.
It is British. Yeah.
Are there American restaurants around the world?
Well,
sure, serving burgers
and
fries.
That's a great point.
Oh yeah,
well,
like a mom and pop American restaurant.
Well, there's McDonald's.
Yeah, there's McDonald's
everywhere.
Yeah, but they don't call them American diners.
No,
I saw one in Iceland. I think it was billed as an American diner.
They have like chicken tenders.
Yeah, well, your burgers.
Yeah,
regular
milkshakes.
Oh yeah, the hamburgers.
Diner food
is American, right? Right.
Where's a Mexican on there?
Yeah, you'd think that'd be huge.
It's
too.
In there.
Yeah,
it's in there somewhere.
Everybody loves Mexican food.
Yeah.
Well, and I would assume.
No, I don't see it anywhere in here.
Really?
That's a travesty.
A surprise.
Well, and I would assume that the Indian food and Korean food, Asian foods like that, being higher up the list is because there's more. Those populations of people are just
right.
Higher. You know. If the, even if they're in other countries, they might be gravitating towards those kinds of food.
Because you got a billion. Indians.
Exactly.
You got a billion Chinese.
Yeah.
What's the list of your favorite food there, Craig?
Japanese, Indian, mom, homemade, hot mom, celebrity, Korean. I can't even pronounce that word. 18-year-old, big ass, public, Asian, Japanese adult, beach, teen, wife, mature, MILF, German, casting, Arabian, amateur, rough, orgasm, HD, massage, African, Thai. Money, student, cartoon, blah, blah, girlfriend, Indonesian, she-male, Chinese lesbian, caught.
What's she-male food taste like?
It's kind of a fusion thing.
That's an interesting list of food. Some of those I never heard of.
All right, call
big
the
ass.
Grub Hub and ask for some big ass. You guys deliver the big ass? If not, I'd settle for an orgasm.
A little rough on the side.
Oh. The German would be rough. I used to work at a German restaurant. I don't think we ever did, like, delivery or takeout. Like, nobody was really, I got to have a schnitzel.
I grew up with Pennsylvania Dutch, which is basically German, and Todd obviously grew up with a bunch of German food, too. If I never eat that again, I'm happy with that. Yeah.
My California buddies call Midwest cuisine beige food. Because if you look at your meat and potatoes... Oh. It is some form of tan.
It is, yeah.
It's some form of khaki.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah.
Meat and what?
Potato.
Oh.
Work is underway to place a statue of former Congressman John Lewis in the U.S. Capitol.
I thought you were going to say Tom DeLay.
Yeah. Nope.
They want to use the Lewis statue to replace one of Alexander Stevens.
What was wrong with Alexander Stevens, Craig?
Nothing's wrong with Alexander Stevens. He was just the vice president of the Confederacy.
Oh, yeah, let's get rid of that guy.
So he's fine.
Yeah. No,
he's a good American.
They were against America.
What? We've got a statue up of him.
They were trying to take down the United States of America. The Confederate flag was.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, let's not replace that guy with John Lewis.
No. You're taking away our heroes. They tried to take away America. Did you see the some Wyoming politician wants to get together with Texas? And nobody's buying his crap. He was on a show with Steve Bannon, of all people. I guess Bannon's got a podcast. And I saw this yesterday. He wants to form a confederacy. Not necessarily the southern states. Western and other red states. And they would just separate themselves.
How would that work exactly?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He didn't go into detail, but even Bannon told him, no, we're not going to do that. But Wyoming wanted to get together with Texas. I assume we're around some red states, although all the cities that we're talking to are all blue, Omaha, Lincoln, and Wichita.
Blue. We all see it.
Blue.
We all see it.
And I'm thinking, you idiot, just go away, man. You're not separating from the United States. And you wouldn't have any tax base because the cities wouldn't be paying for you, right?
Right. Ben Roy used to do a bit about how if Texas wants to secede, they'd find out real quick what it's like to be an oil-rich nation bordering the United States.
Oh, big time.
You want to find out how that works?
That's a great joke. That's
I do like that
that's
one.
An excellent
he's
joke.
Great.
He's no Carrot Top, though.
No, he's not.
I like Carrot Top. Fine with him.
His muscles are props.
He's buff.
Nick Sucks played Carrot Top. Was a Deadpool name, in case you missed that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.